Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning, Bayou Sports. And before we get into anything, before we get into the Natty last night, before we get Catholic High basketball coach Casey McGrew on, which he'll be on a little bit later, major announcement this Thursday, right here on Bayou Sports, we're going to have head football coach of the Raging Cajuns, Catholic High graduate, Raging Cajun graduate, Catholic High all-time great player, Cajun all-time great player, Michael Desimo. He's going to be on. Eric will be in the house. I got to give Eric Hike the credit. He's the one that got to Mike. I tell you, and this is something I got to get over, is because I always say never be afraid to ask, but I know how busy Michael is, and just coming from one coach to another, I thanking Eric of Eric Hike, Mendville, Grubbs, and Dalbar, because I can let him handle the whole Cajuns thing, and I don't like to use the term bothering, but you know, sometimes I feel like bothering.
You feel like a nuisance. I know what you're saying.
You know, and there's a fine line between that. But thanks to Eric, and I know, look, Michael's a New Iberia hometown guy, and I know he's going to always be there for us, and but just excited to have him on the show. And thanking Eric for that. All right, let's get into it. First of all, and again, a lot, it really makes it fun to watch these games and follow the Twitter feeds as they're popping, okay? And the folks out there that just did not want to see this game happen, whether you're, you know, whether you're a G5 guy and you're a hater on big time college football, or let's say you're a Big Ten guy or a Pac-12, whatever. The haters were flying in the first half, talking about what a horrible football game this was. Look, I'm going to throw a big fat rock right here. If you didn't get that yesterday, that was really great football, then you really don't get it, in my opinion. You really don't get it. You don't get what football, that, you know, football, I will say, I enjoy quote-unquote flag football games. I enjoy watching them. I'm not going to say that I don't enjoy watching, you know, games that get out of hand and they're just throwing it all over the place and playing pitch and catch. But when when a game comes down to those big guys up front and everything that's going on and the defense is winning over the offense, that does not equate to bad football.
I mean, we're talking about two
I go back to the 9-6 game of the century, LSU Alabama, that of course was redone and it was 21-0 Alabama. I refuse to look at those as bad football games. If you want to call them ugly, okay, I'll take ugly, but I don't take that as offense. As an offense, you know, sometimes ugly is not a bad word. You know,
defense is ugly.
Yeah, defense is ugly. It's ugly. We have 360-pound defensive lineman. That guy's not winning any fashion contests. He's ugly.
You're right.
I don't want to get into ugly because, you know, we were discussing yesterday why JT Daniels isn't the starting quarterback, and we were kind of like, well, my daughter, he's not very attractive. Maybe that's the reason.
Oh yes,
you know, the typical quarterback, you know, the SEC quarterback. Oh, you know, isn't it always funny that most of the time they end up being pretty darn good looking guys?
Yeah, generally. Yeah,
generally. Yeah. Generally speaking.
Yeah,
generally
right.
Speaking.
Correct.
But Stetson Bennett, who I don't know, Stetson Bennett, especially his mannerisms and the looks. I have a classmate named Edgar Gesser.
All right.
Buzz Gesser.
He's called in the show.
Yes, he has. Edgar lives in Dallas. I don't know. I feel like they have a. When I'm looking at Stetson Bennett, I think of Buzz Gesser. I was texting with Patrick Terrio and Phil Streva last night. I'm like, I can't get over this guy. Looks like Buzz.
I hope
he looks like Buzz's long lost brother.
I hope his Buzz is not listening.
He could be. I don't think it's a bad. I don't think it's a bad comparison.
Okay. All right.
Because it's not JT Daniels. Now, if I said if he looked like JT Daniels, he's got a creepy. He's got a creep look to him.
That's why they tied a chicken bone around his neck so to get the dog to play with him.
Speaking of that, when they broke out, look, I took in the whole experience yesterday from 5 p.m.
Oh, wow. No, I couldn't do that.
Until I took in the whole experience. When they, first of all, Corso picked Georgia. He put on the
Bulldog head.
Yeah. And most of them did pick Georgia. But when Uga made an appearance, they put Uga on the table.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's something about a Bulldog. They're such a unique-looking creature. I don't know. I just love looking at a bulldog. Yeah.
My grandmother had a couple of them. Yeah. They're
such a unique-looking creature.
It really is.
Yep. But Stetson Bennett – okay, so let's go back to the Twitter. Stetson Bennett, the Georgia fans were going berserk after his fumble, which was a fumble, okay? Again, I keep talking about these Twitter things. Jeff Horchek. And I called him out on Facebook. He just – these people that can't look at a game objectively, that just can't. Early on in the game – and look, I was slightly pulling for Georgia just because I picked them.
Sure.
But I had no dog in this fight, no pun intended. Okay? The early non-fumble – by Alabama was a good – I thought this ACC crew did as good a job as you're ever going to see in a big game.
They did do a pretty good
job. I thought they did an excellent job. The early – when Bryce Young had control of the football, his hands moving forward, and it's not intentional grounding because the defensive lineman of Georgia firmly had his bicep wrapped up so you can't – project where the ball's supposed to go, and there was a running back in the general area anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so that was a good call.
I thought it was, yes.
I think it was a no-brainer call. I'm not going to call the fumble call against Georgia a no-brainer because you really had to look at it close. But it was a fumble. As much as I didn't want it to be a fumble, because like I said, I was pulling for Georgia. Jessica and I were having a good time. We love teaming up on Tina. Tina loves Nick Saban.
Oh, okay.
She loves Saban. I've talked about that before. The conversation, when Tina had like a 20-minute conversation a couple of weeks before he went to Miami, and she's just loved him ever since. Nick Saban took the time to sit there and talk to my wife for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
But anyway, I did not want that to be a fumble, but it was a fumble. He did not have – if you do not have control of the football, okay, as it moves forward, as your hand moves, it's a fumble. And then the guy, he grabbed it. He nonchalantly grabbed
it
with his toe a millimeter inbounds.
Right. At first, I thought his toe was out of bounds.
I mean, I'm talking the width of a credit card.
Yeah, it was minute.
But getting back to the point I was trying to make, or I was going to make, is the Georgia fans started screaming about Stetson Bennett. Get him out the game. Where's JT Daniels? Does Stetson Bennett have pictures of Kirby Smart maybe caressing an animal? I mean, I'm talking about it was getting nuts, the Georgia fans, but also not the Georgia fans, the Alabama haters. You got so many Alabama haters out there.
Oh, you do.
That were pulling, you know, Georgia was America's team last night.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they look at Alabama as the evil empire. And you know what? I get it. I get that. I totally get that. But, I'm talking about it was the Stetson Bennett Haters Club who was just coming out in force. And that's when I loved it. Munkin, right after that, he dialed up some really nice play-action plays. He got Bennett going again. He throws the nice deep ball in which they score, and then Georgia just starts running the football. running the ball. The stat of the night, the stat of the night. Although Alabama did outgain Georgia 399 to 364, the stat of the night, 140 yards rushing by the Bulldogs to 30 yards rushing by the Crimson Tide. That is the stat of the night. Bryce Young was forced to throw the ball 57 times. I repeat, 57 times. You want to know how stats can be goofy? When you look at the stat that Alabama ran 85 total plays and Georgia ran 56 total plays, and I'm not even talking about the final score because, you know, that can just mean that, yeah, Georgia just scored faster. But if you look at that, wouldn't you think the time of possession would be crazy in Alabama's favor?
That's right.
But it goes to show you how the run game affects a football game. Alabama controlled the ball for 31 and a half minutes, and Georgia controlled it for 28 and a half minutes. Well, how can that be if you ran 29 more plays? How can that be? Because you know what? The clock runs when you have the football, you run the football. The clock runs. The clock does not run when you throw an incomplete pass.
And there were a bunch of them.
Man, just ran. And again, Georgia did not run the football. Let's face it, up until the long run, was it Cook or White that had the long run, number four?
I think it was Cook.
Yeah, because Cook had six carries for 77 yards.
Yeah, Cook had the 67-yard run.
So number four, Cook. So until the 67-yard run, which was the longest run in the history of the college football playoff national championship, which, of course, is not a long history. We're like in game 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But until that, Georgia had not run the ball well. They had not run it well. But after that, man, after that touchdown, it was like Alabama poked a bear after they went up 19-18. It was like they poked a bear. And then Georgia just came out and they started clicking. And I got to give it to Stetson Bennett, man. You know, for all the haters out there, you had guys, one LSU fan who's an Alabama hater came out, Stetson Bennett having his Jordan Jefferson National Championship moment. You know?
All right.
There were a lot of – look, even – the announcers, I don't know if it was actually Herb Street and Fowler, which I'll talk about in a minute, but the halftime people, they were alluding to the LSU that this game looked a lot like the LSU-Bama game that ended up 9-6.
Right.
We called it the game of the century back in 2011.
Yeah.
So, Georgia, who, let's face it, in the first half, the procedure penalties, the offsides, the procedures, they looked right. I mean, Stetson Bennett comes out first play of the game, gets a little edge pressure, and bam, he goes down. They were in third and unmanageable the entire first half, was a close ball game.
Yeah.
But it was 9-6. They put themselves in third and unmanageable over and over, and you can't do that with a quarterback like Stetson Bennett. Look, Stetson Bennett will not get drafted in the NFL.
No.
It won't even be close. No. This guy probably will not sign a free agent contract. I don't know if this guy will end up in Canada.
Correct. That's okay? True, yes.
I mean, let's call it like it is. But for what Georgia does, but now one thing I will say, he does have a live arm. This guy can,
he can pump it. Yes, he can.
He can spin it. The long ball that he threw that really got him out of their they got him their first field goal. But other than Georgia completely controlling the run game relative to Alabama, the other theme of the game is Alabama not being able to get it done in the red zone, turning 7 into 3 over and over and over, and then missing one that was blocked. Just couldn't get it done in the red zone. I totally agreed when Saban went for the field goal. Fourth and goal at the 3.5, maybe. Billy Napier's going for it, I guarantee you. He's going for it.
Yeah, right.
But even in retrospect, against what's been called a generational defense. Fourth and goal from the 3.5. I'm calling 20%.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, 20%.
He did the right thing.
No, did the right thing.
You take the points.
But, you know, Brian Robinson ended up 22 carries for 68 yards, but that was it. That was all they had rushing. When you combine the sack yard, it's sack totals, it goes down to 30.
Yeah.
Latu, the tight end, had a good game, had a big catch. You know, the big catch that put him up. Catches for 102 yards.
81?
Yes. Cam Latu for a touchdown. You had the young man from West Monroe.
Bolden.
Yeah, Slade Bolden.
18, yeah.
Had a bunch of catches, not many yards. You know how much they like him. He's a punt returner. On all that talent, he's a punt returner.
He's also on special teams.
But, of course, Alabama really hurt him when Jamison Williams went down with the knee. And, boy, when they showed the instant replay, and you could tell that medial ligament and possibly the ACL itself, when you could see that knee slide and pop, I looked at Jessica. I said, "Whoo, that's not good. That's not good." You knew he wasn't going to be back, and you hope that sometimes you can just tear the medial, but, boy, the way that knee slid right there, it could have been the ACL, which, of course, crosses the front of the knee. Really hope that that's not the case for that young man. But I will say, in this day and age, the way they can repair him, they come back. It's like the bionic, the $6 million man, bigger, faster, stronger.
Lee Majors.
Just a great game. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Georgia continues to show that the rematch theory is a real thing, that any top five teams rematches the last six and oh.
That's
6-0. 6-0. Good stuff. Last thing I'll say before we go to a break and get Casey McGrew on the phone. You didn't see the interview with Andrew Luck before the game.
No.
So Andrew Luck was inducted into the College Hall of Fame.
Along with Kevin Falk.
Yes. We've got a... So Jeff just comes in with a little note about Andrew Luck. First of all, he's lost a lot of weight. And you remember when I called him a nerd on...
You did.
I got several texts. They were like, while this interview was going on, and my buddies were like, dude, I didn't realize how much... I mean, he came off so nerdish. So nerdish. He's really awkward. He's just an awkward dude. And then he's got this awful trying to grow mustache beard. He's just... If you get a chance, go back and look at the interview.
Okay.
He's just a really awkward dude.
Stanford grad. What can you say?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Stanford grads that don't come off as awkward as Andrew Luck.
That's the West Virginia in him, though.
But he did not look good. You know, other than the fact that he's a 6'4" guy, you would not say that is an elite athlete by any stretch of the imagination.
It's in the DNA.
Yeah. And of course, his dad, NFL quarterback Oliver Luck, ended up being the general manager of the Titans for a while, maybe one of the Panthers.
Or was it Houston?
Yeah, well, he played for Houston.
Yeah,
that's who he played for.
Seemed like he's.
And then I want to say might have ran the USFL for. I don't know. He was made it the commissioner. I don't know.
Yeah, he's been around.
He's done some stuff. Yeah. He's done some stuff. But anybody that thinks Andrew Luck might make a comeback, he sure looked like he's even thinking about a comeback.
Nah.
Actually, he said he was on daddy duty.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said he was on, daddy duty. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to get Casey McGrew on the phone to talk Panther basketball right after these messages from our sponsors right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
What does Arsenault Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenault Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenault Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs, and join us all weekend long for NFL playoff action. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports. Coach McGrew from Catholic High of New Iberia, new basketball coach. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, before we get into, you know, some of the questions I have, you know, I had a text in, and inquiring minds want to know if Thomas Hike shoots better than his dad.
Oof. Put me on the spot.
Just joking.
What
That's
a
Eric.
Tough question.
Eric texts in and he goes, ask if Thomas can shoot better than his old man.
I'll plead the fifth.
There you go. That's a good answer. Just in case you never know when you're gonna need an attorney. You never know.
I need his services. That is correct.
Good stuff. Well, so, Casey, of course, you know, I've gotten to know you over the years at Catholic High as an assistant, working with Coach Josh Gilbo. And in the offseason this year, boom, Josh decides, you know, he's going to hang it up and concentrate more on his counseling duties and everything else he does at Catholic High. I'm sure also he's wanting to get away and watch his daughter play basketball. But so you step up. So maybe talk a little bit about the adjustment that's had to have, you know, that you've had to make from an assistant to a head coach in the Panther program.
Well, fortunately for me, I got to work under Coach Josh. So adjusting to this position, I find, was not that difficult. I did assist Josh for 4 years, and the guy, he knows the game of basketball. He's a great teacher. He's a great coach. Josh was always one, too, that involved me in decisions with the team. Throughout these whole 4 years, if it's a game plan, if it was something to do with the program, if something to do to better the team, he always asked for my input. So kind of filling in, you know, this role, it wasn't that bad.
Now, speaking of you as an assistant, who do you have anybody helping you as an assistant?
I do. I have Coach Chris Manuel, and we also have Coach Hall Williams, which has been with us for the last 4 years also.
Now, I had heard that Chris Manuel was helping, and I wasn't certain about that. Now, Chris Manuel, of course, former big-time player here in New Iberia for the Yellow Jackets, correct?
That is correct. I played with him when I went to school with the Knicks in 93.
Yes, yes.
And then he graduated and went on to UL and Harlem Globetrotters, played professionally in Spain and China. And yes, he's got a pedigree that's way up there.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, especially, and I always say that just because you were a great player doesn't necessarily make you a great coach. But I do know I've heard some great things. And also, it's always nice. I know when I had Coach Durosik working with me at Catholic High my first 3 or 4 years, you know, when the kids are looking at a guy that's got a national championship ring, you know, been there, done that, it does add something, and it makes it a lot more fun for them.
It does, man. Those kids respect him a lot. They really do. Well, and they look up to him because they do know he knows that game.
Yeah, that's great.
They have him play a little defense at practice, too.
Turbo, do you think he could defend my running hook shot? Do you think he could defend?
I think he's in trouble.
I'm not going to plead the fifth on that. I believe he can.
I developed a hook shot at a young age so that my brother wouldn't block all my shots. But being that my brother was 5'11", yeah, I think that it's be a little different against Chris Manuel.
That cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs would be in your mouth.
Chris and I actually lived in the same neighborhood. We grew up in Acadian Acres, and that's actually when I started playing basketball, was because of him. And we played to 21 almost every day, and he shot from the road, and I never beat him.
Yeah, he probably shot from the road because it wouldn't have been fair if he'd have tried to take it to the hole.
That's exactly
take
right.
Take it to the basket every time.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
He's a good guy, man.
Well, okay, so, Coach, I'm looking at your roster right now, and it looks like you've got a mixture. You know, I'm seeing guys like K.K. Reno and Russell Davis. So, you know, you're older guys. But then I'm also seeing that you're getting some really good production from some young guys like Jaden Mitchell and Tristan Lewis and people like that. So maybe talk a little bit about what we're looking at with the Panther roster this year and who your major contributors are.
We're very young this year. I thought we're fairly young this year. You know, we have 3 freshmen, 3 sophomores, 2 juniors, and 2 seniors on our roster. Most of the time, at any given time during a game, I have 3 freshmen on the floor. 2 of them start every game. Sometimes it's 3. Just kind of depends on the opponent, depends on the game plan for that night, and depends if we need some points or not. You know, KK, yes, you know KK very well. KK, I had taken him off the ball this year, and he wanted to be down low. KK's averaging 5 rebounds a game and almost 10 points. It's 9.5 points a game, which I'm very proud of him. He's a workhorse, man. And everybody, these younger kids feed off of KK's energy.
And I love that. I'm just going to say, Coach, I love that move because KK's not a shooter. That's not what he does. You know, I mean, I always said that, you know, watching me as a young player, I never really thought of but he's a bull.
You can't tell him that.
But he's a bull. You know?
He is, man. He is a man.
And even though, you know, yeah, he's not a 6'2", 6'3", guy, I do see him underneath as a guy that can really – that can help you down there.
He does. He aggravates big guys. We don't have the 6'3", guy. We don't have a 6'4", guy. But I have a 6'1", 200-pound guy that can aggravate you because they're not going to manhandle him. He's going to hold his ground. He's not going anywhere, and he's going to play really, really tough defense. And it helps us. It helps us a lot. We actually used that game plan against Ascension last week, and it worked. You know, we held his big guy to only 4 points.
Yeah.
You know, which I told KK, man, I said, I'm very proud of you for doing that. That's what I asked you to do, and you did it. But with KK, Russell's doing his thing. Russell's a solid player, also gets a lot of rebounds for us. But Jaden, he's a freshman, great kid. He's very quick. He's fast. He's agile. He can get in the paint. He makes passes that none of us even think that are possible of making. He's a good shooter. You know, he's averaging almost 11 points a game, and he's averaging 3 steals a game. You know, that's the thing this year that we have that we haven't had in the past is our steals. You know, we're averaging over 12 steals a game right now, which is good for us, you know, because we do turn the ball over a little more than what I want them to, but we're stealing the ball back. So at least we get to stay into the game, you know.
Correct. Now, Coach, your season thus far, you know, just maybe, you know, talk about, you know, how things have gone thus far and what we might be looking forward to with district coming up.
We had some tough games at the beginning of our season. We lost some. We won some pretty big ones against Archbishop Rummel, E.D. White. You know, we had a tough game against Dunham, you know, down by 4 with 20 seconds left. We were up the whole game at the Turlins tournament. We ended up losing that game by 4. We are 6-7. We are 1-1 right now in district. We play Lorville tonight at home.
We're covering that game. When I say Turbo, we'll be there covering that game.
And Coach, what time do you anticipate the varsity game to start? Will you have 2 games tonight?
No, sir. It's just going to be 6 o'clock, boys varsity only. The girls had to cancel because of COVID, and currently I'm waiting on a phone call for the boys.
And there's no JV game tonight then?
No, sir. No JV game. He didn't have enough players to play a JV game.
Okay. All right. Because we need to make some changes with broadcasting. So I'm sure Jeff is listening in too. So anyway.
Okay.
And of course, talking about your opponent, Lorville, which has slowly.
They're undefeated in the district.
Yeah. No. Lorville beat Franklin the other night. Am I correct?
And that's correct. And
they,
I think first. First Franklin loss in district play in quite so many, you know, 2 or 3 years.
And of course, you've got the Jacobs twins who, you know, those are the guys that you've got to focus on, I would assume.
That's the game plan.
Yeah.
That, and there is one guy that can shoot the ball very well, and that's my game plan.
Yeah.
You know, just play them tough, you know, and make the other guys beat us.
Yeah, you know, I always say in basketball that it's very similar to football in that, defensively in football, you always want to try to take away what the other team does best. And, you know, in basketball, the same thing. Just try to, you know, if somebody's going to beat you, try to make them beat you uncomfortably. Make them beat you with something they really don't want to beat you with and see if they can do it.
Coach, that's exactly what I told the team yesterday at practice.
Yeah.
We need to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because when they get comfortable, they're very good. But when they're uncomfortable, we have a chance. So let's try to make them as uncomfortable as possible.
Yep. Yep, good deal. So I'm looking, I mean, you're in the thick of district play, like you said, you're 2 games in, and this district does look like a district that is out there, you know, that it's a district, it doesn't look like there's a clear-cut favorite, again, with Lorville knocking off Franklin, Franklin being a little young. I know that West St. Mary's young. You know, good luck to you, and especially with this young team, because – I mean, it looks like their trajectory is definitely going to be, you know, moving forward. Nothing but up with these young players that are getting all of this awesome experience.
I agree. That's what I keep telling my kids is that, look, guys, let's just keep going out, play with effort, play with intensity. Let's compete. If we win, that's great. If we lose, we're learning, especially for those young kids.
Because
the next 3 years are going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and I've told people this for a while now that don't necessarily follow Catholic High basketball that close, that these youngsters, your freshmen this year, maybe even your sophomores and the current eighth graders and those guys, you know, for years Catholic High only played against the Cathedrals and the Highlands, but these teams have been competing with Anderson Street and Iberia Middle and folks like that, Fatima, and teams like that, and not only competing with them, beating them often. Is that correct?
That is correct. Last year, our eighth grade team won the middle school championship versus LCA.
Yeah. You know, so
those are my current freshmen.
Exactly.
You know, so those kids have experience playing in these those high-level games against some really skilled players.
Yeah. Well, Coach, sounds like everybody associated with Catholic High basketball needs to be really excited, not only about the current season, but everything moving forward. And, you know, I wish you all the best, and go Panthers, man, and hopefully you get in the playoffs, and we'll talk again.
I appreciate it, man. Good luck to your season, too.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Yes, sir, Coach.
All right. Great call and interview with Casey McGrew. And, yes, he's got young talent. He's got it through the ears. It's been very impressive to see that middle school program. I actually, my last year in 2019, it was a couple of my former players that were actually coaching, you know, a couple of the middle school teams, former football players / basketball guys. So that was really neat. But, yeah, it looks like the district is a little more wide open than it's been in the past.
Yeah, Frank has dominated this district for quite a few years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, all right. That wraps up our second segment. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the national championship game. But I want to talk about a comment that Rex Ryan had about the coach of the San Diego Chargers, Brandon Staley. And I'm not – you rolled your eyes when I said Rex Ryan. He's kind of a shock jock on ESPN.
Yeah.
He is a bit of a shock jock.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even sure if it's ESPN, but whatever station, Fox or whatever he's on.
Right.
But he had some interesting comments about him, and also just talk about a few other tidbits in the NFL. And we'll move on. We need to talk picks. I've got a suggestion about picks moving forward that I think you and Jeff are going to be all in about.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that in our last segment. We'll be right back after these messages. We also got to talk a little Kayshawn Booty news, New Iberia's finest. When we're back right here on the new Kane, 107.5 FM.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
What does Arsenault Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenault Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better,
Go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM. Remember, if you're in your office, hanging out at the house, you can always put us on your computer at www.kane1240.com. Or if you are outside of the area, simple radio. Just download the app. Press it, search for Kane, K-A-N-E, and it'll pop up and you can listen that way. Gordon McKernan.
Attorney at law.
Gordon McKernan has signed Kayshon Booty to an NIL. We don't know how this all went down. We do know that Kayshon Booty was flirting with the transfer portal, never jumped. Never actually took it, but we don't know if it was Brian Kelly that convinced him. We don't know if it was Brian Kelly convincing him that I'll get you a big NIL deal. We don't know if Gordon McKernan reached out to him. All kind of possible scenarios here, but bottom line is Kayshon Booty's about to get paid. He's about to get paid. We don't know the particulars of what he's going to get paid, but he will get paid. And, you know, there were rumors and talks in the Twitter world about McKernan possibly doing this as a blanket deal for the team. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition or not. We'll just have to wait and see on that. But LSU better get into the NIL race because they're behind. Cajuns are behind. I think there's a lot of people. I don't know what the Cajuns are relative to other G5s because that's really what they have to compare themselves to. But LSU is definitely behind the Texases, the Miamis, the Alabamas when it comes to the NIL race. Quick comment on the not only the game last night, but just in general. Are you when you watch the games? I don't know. I don't dissect the announcers. I'm talking the play-by-play and the color. You got so many people that get aggravated with announcers. I know you've got a lot of people that hate Gary Danielson.
But he's,
because they say he's an Alabama homer.
He's pretty astute, though.
I think the problem with that is that they call so many Alabama games.
That's right. Yeah.
That it's almost like you become the voice of the Tide.
Yeah, he's associated with it so much. You're correct.
And, of course, you know, Nick Saban, you know, people – it's often you give people the benefit of the doubt. It's just like the people last night. They were all the officials cheat for Alabama. That's a bunch of crap. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't buy into that.
They make their own luck, though.
Yeah. Winning breeds winning, and correct. Losing breeds losing. But anyway, going back to it, I really enjoy Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit.
They do a good job.
I really enjoy listening to those guys. I think Fowler is one of the best play-by-play guys to ever do it. I really do. I just – you know, he makes really astute observations, and if you go back and listen to the replay of some of the big plays last night, he really gets fired up and into it without sounding too much over the top. I don't know. I just think he hits the nail on the head.
It's all about emotion and during these broadcasts,
yes,
too.
Yes.
You got to have a little emotion.
Exactly. And you need to bring emotion. Herbstreit, I think, does a great, you know, of course, Herbstreit, he's a tweet guy. And when you're that on that high of a pedestal, people love to knock you down. He really got hammered. He made a general statement 2 weeks ago, week or 2 weeks ago, about how the kids today aren't the same as the kids of yesteryear. And, you know, as far as sticking and the loyalty and all that stuff. And the millennials just clobbered him.
Yeah, he was a generation ago playing, you know.
Yeah, he got clobbered by the millennials. And I was proud of the guy because he said what he thought. Now, what he did say, probably a little bit short-sighted, but no, I get it. It's what most of us think, and a lot of people aren't willing to say. But this is a different time and a different place, and we all know that the loyalty stuff is over.
Oh, yeah.
Because the second you made college football a business, the loyalty stuff is over. Because what is the number one saying in business? If you don't look out for you, who will? Am I correct?
Yeah, this is free agency in professional sports in college.
When
now.
You get into business, it's all, you know, you just say, I'm sorry, it's business. It's not personal, it's business. Well, Mark Emmert and the powers that be have made college football business.
Pretty much.
Whether you wanted it to be like that or not, I'm not going to get into that argument right now. But it has become business. So, when it becomes business, don't take it personal. Although you're going to. But don't take it personal.
I want to see how many of these kids end up playing with four different universities in 4 years.
It's trading up. These guys are trading up. Kyron Lacy, right now, he's getting offers by every major college in the country almost.
Yeah, Auburn, LSU, who else I've seen.
Ole Miss just came out.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, this guy, Ole Miss for a receiver? Why the hell not? You know how many balls get? You know, you could be the third, fourth leading receiver on the team, and you're still going to catch 50 balls.
That's right.
So it is what it is. And when you're losing them, you just better be getting them. Somebody's stealing from you, you better be stealing from somebody else.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what it's evolved into.
So Razu in the marble game.
Yep. Rex Ryan, I'm not a big Rex Ryan fan.
Makes two of us.
He's gotten into the whole shock jock kind of thing. You know, a lot of these guys, when they get into announcing / analysts, they become analysts for Fox or ESPN. They try to separate themselves.
Yeah.
And the way you separate yourself sometimes is not necessarily being yourself. You got some guys that are just so good at being themselves. Terry Bradshaw is so good at being Terry Bradshaw.
That's right. He's unique. You're
He's
right.
He's great at being Terry Bradshaw. I believe that Tony Romo is great at being Tony Romo. When Tony Romo gets up, he ain't trying hard at all. Okay? But then you got guys like Skip Bayless and, a couple of what's the defensive? Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Clark.
Yeah.
From LSU.
Right.
They're trying so hard to separate themselves. I'm a big Marcus Spears. I think he's a guy that's just himself. Booger McFarland.
Booger McFarland.
He's just himself.
Good job.
He's just himself. He's just Booger's being Booger.
Yeah.
But again, Rex Ryan. Back to Rex Ryan. I think he tries a little too much, but he did say something that I sort of agree with, but boy, he took some jabs now.
All right.
Brandon Staley, the coach of San Diego, who loves to make these analytical decisions, and although it cannot be proven what the intentions of the Vegas Raiders were doing the other night on Sunday night, it looked to me like they were just trying to run out the clock and take the tie. Rex Ryan comes out and says this about Brandon Staley. The guy coaches like he's a D3 coach. It's hard not to make the playoffs with a franchise quarterback like Justin Herbert. How he faces his football team after this one is incredible to me. He said the Raiders were content they were playing for a tie. this dude has no idea slash no experience. I mean, he take that. That's a big shot.
That's a bold statement.
And you know, they showed Justin Herbert on the sidelines mouthing. I think they were just going for the tie. I mean, they show it.
You see the Ripley, lips read?
Yes. Okay. You read the lips. He's look right after the timeout was made, and Al Michaels, along with Chris Collinsworth, they're going, well, wait, what did he do? I mean, I wish I had the audio. And then they immediately, I got to give it to the camera people. They go to Justin Herbert, and his face is going, weren't they just going for the tie? Something along those lines. I'm sorry. Just Brandon Staley comes off to me as just kind of a geeky dude that I'm smarter than everybody else. Well, guess what? You outsmarted your team to being in the playoffs. Bruce Arians, he comes out with a statement that I don't know if you can argue against. He's like, I can't believe that Tom Brady is not the odds-on favorite right now to win the MVP. When you look, let's forget about the rest of the league right now.
All right.
And think about the former three-time MVP. He just finished a year where he led the NFL with 5,300 passing yards and 43 touchdowns.
Second time in his career, he's thrown for 5,000 yards.
Yep. You know, most completions ever. I mean, he's arguably had statistically the greatest year of his career. Yep. And so Bruce Arians is saying, why is he not the odds-on favorite? Why are people talking Aaron Rodgers? Why are they talking Cooper Kupp? Why are they talking Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah. Drew Brees should have been the award winner three or four times for the number one seed, you know.
Yep.
Just don't have the publicity out of New Orleans.
Yeah. And then, you know, at 44 years old. So, good point there by the Bucs head football coach, and we'll see that moving forward. Lastly, before we go to break and we talk about some other things, we get to our picks. Got AB's in the news. We got to talk a little AB.
Well, I'm ready.
Always got to talk a little AB, but we'll do that. But the coach of the Eagles, they interviewed him this morning. I can't remember his last name. He so does not look like an NFL football coach. They had him. He had no hat on. No, he's got the neck beard, the whole deal. I don't know. Just Saranis.
You got me.
I forget the guy's name. But they were interviewing him this morning. I don't know why. Just all the Eagles. I've watched the Eagles play, but I never really noticed who their coach is. You got so many young new coaches in the NFL.
Serrani?
Yeah. Saranis. I think it's Nick Saranis.
Yeah, okay, Nick.
But he so does not look like an NFL football coach. They were interviewing him this way. He just looks like a guy you're drinking a brewski with, you know, at the neighborhood bar. Yeah. And I don't know what an NFL coach is supposed to look like, but I just don't think it's supposed to look like that.
Yeah.
And lastly, everybody talk about how short Stetson Bennett is, and I think that goes in with the whole walk-on thing.
Yeah.
He shook hands with Bryce Young after they were hugging after the game. If Bryce Young is taller, he's a half inch taller.
Oh, okay.
He's a half inch.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, if Stetson Bennett's 5'11", Bryce Young's 5'11 and a half.
Oh, okay, yeah, because they listed Young at what, 6'2", maybe?
Oh, he 6'1"? Ain't. Well, yeah. If he's 6'2", then Stetson Bennett's 6'1 and a half. I'm just saying, yeah. they were eye to eye on that field.
All right.
That had to be the two shortest quarterbacks going up against each other in a while.
Yeah.
And, of course, the whole height thing's changed a little bit. Drew Brees helped change that notion. Now, of course, you've got the young man from Oklahoma playing for the Cardinals right now. Kyler Murray out there. You do have, as long as you can move a little bit.
Wilson, too, from Seattle.
Yeah, well, you got Baker Mayfield, of course, had a horrible year, but he's definitely not he's ridden in the back of my truck. He's definitely not a tall guy.
No.
I'm not saying I was looking at Baker eye to eye, but it was close. It was close. All right. We're going to come back, talk about some more stuff, going to get our picks out of the way. And, again, I'm going to give y'all my suggestion moving forward on the air. I'm not going to do it behind the scenes because I've got a suggestion what we need to do for the rest of the year to finish up our picks.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. All right, we're going to be back right here in our last segment on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind.
We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs, and join us all weekend long for NFL playoff action. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
As I mentioned the other day, from time to time, just give everybody, I think it's going to be fun to, you know, talk a little bit about my journey as a member of the Wolfpack.
Oh, this is true.
And so yesterday I went in and claimed an office. Actually, they had a really huge office that I was supposed to use.
Okay.
But that office is kind of Grand Central Station. You have to walk through that office to get to a restroom and to get to the training room. And a little further into the training room, there were a couple of offices that I called the athletic director over. I said, "Hey, what's in these?" And he said, "Well, this one's my office right here," he said. But this one over here, he said, this was kind of the assistant coach's area. And I opened it up. It was a much smaller office. I said, "Can I have this one?" And he's like, "Oh, coach, you can have whatever you want.
I'll take your office."
No, I wouldn't. No. Other than that, I would have never been so pretentious to say,
"Well,
I'll take
it." Okay, all right.
So I grabbed that one. I don't care about size. I care about just having my own place. That
a little privacy.
Yeah, privacy. Yes, that's the key word right there, privacy. I have to have my little, you know, my little area that I can go to. But When I took over the Crowley job, when I left Alabama, I'm thinking.
All right.
Yeah, when I left Abbeville, A's and B's in there.
Okay.
I remember, and it was one of the first conversations I ever was fortunate enough to have with Coach Fisher and Dooley at the same time. We were just talking. It was they were both like, why are you going to take this Crowley job? You know, that they haven't won, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I told them, I said, they haven't won for reasons that can be fixed. And they were like, that's the right answer. Well, when I look at this West St. Mary thing and the more I go into it, it's funny. It's kind of inversely proportional. The more I see how things weren't done right, the better I feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because you're looking at checks and balances.
So, I go in there yesterday and the entire equipment room, it looked like a tornado hit it.
I can believe that.
It looked like there were shoes in there from 1982. Everything just thrown. And actually, when talking to someone that knew, they said, I said, is this just since the season's over? No, Coach, this is the way it always looks.
Okay.
And I don't know. And I go and I see things. So, you know, I was a janitor for 3 hours yesterday, just, you know, I'm throwing stuff away. The thing that West St. Mary has going for it, the school itself is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's well-built school.
It's a new facility.
Yes.
It's a relatively new 20 facility.
20 years old.
Yes. Two gorgeous gyms, one unbelievably large gym, another, I guess you call it more of a shell gym, okay, but still with a whole lot of room that they can bring bleachers into that. Grass for days. When I talk about grass, I'm talking about open area.
Oh, for practicing things.
Just if you, you want to, let's say you're chewing up your field that day and you just want to move to some fresh grass. They got grass everywhere out there. Again, it's kind of shocking as it is to go into a room and just see, oh, my Lord, how poorly maintained it is. In a way, it's a good thing because you're just seeing why things weren't done the right way. Why, you know, because I believe all that stuff has something to do with winning and losing.
Sure. And when are you going to aerate the field?
Well, I've actually got, this week, I'm going to have some help with Hugh Andre and his people, Bruce Corcoran, that it's not as much aerating, it's spraying right now.
Oh, okay.
It's getting rid of the weeds.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, aeration is something you worry about later. But honestly, when you have healthy turf, that goes hand in hand with the field. We got to get that grass straight. So, looking forward to it. And like I said, every now and then, little tidbits, we'll talk about my journey as I go through that and just try to take a situation that hasn't been very good and try to turn it into something that's respectable and good. AB News. So if you just happen to be in New York City.
You were, but I'm not.
But last night or the night before. If you just happen to be in New York City, and maybe you happen to like to go to gentlemen's clubs.
Oh.
And we know what it, you know, I think most of us listening knows what a gentleman's club is. I won't get into that any further. A gentleman's club.
I understand.
Well, if you happen to frequent those establishments, you just may have run into Antonio Brown breaking out his new rap song, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
I didn't know that.
He's a rapper. So, and when you think about a guy of this stature that's easily recognize that the place that he had to break it out was all in a right. gentleman's club.
Okay.
You'd like to think that maybe he could have found a higher standing venue.
They have discotheques still?
No, I don't. Okay.
All right.
I don't think discotheques are
okay.
a well, thing anymore.
No, I'm telling my age.
Oh, Lord, that dude, he's the gift that keeps on giving. We just saw, you know, we got to keep track AB, see what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
See what he's up to. All right, so last thing before we do the picks. Fired NFL coaches, I believe we're at 4. So the first to go was Fangio.
All right.
With the Broncos.
Correct.
Played great defense all year. If Teddy Bridgewater would have stayed healthy, If Teddy Bridgewater would have stayed healthy, maybe that would have saved his job. But
possibly.
Locke, former Missouri quarterback who actually was coached by my old boss, Derek Dooley. Derek was his offensive coordinator.
He did a pretty admirable job for him.
In Missouri.
Yeah.
But you know, Locke did okay.
Yeah.
But Fangio couldn't keep his job. Mike Zimmer, it looks like he's out. But not looks like. He's out with the Vikings.
Correct.
He's a gone pecan. You know, just the Vikings have just been that team that you always felt like you didn't really want to play those guys. Because Kirk Cousins, he just always, isn't he an elite quarterback? Is he not an elite quarterback? He's definitely better than most, I believe, in the NFL. But just couldn't get it done. You've got one of the best receivers in the league. So he's gone. Nagy with the Bears. With the Bears. We got Jeff getting on.
Should have been fired at halftime Sunday. And not allowed on the team plane afterward.
So tell us how you really feel. So when you say that, what's the feeling? What happened in the game that
going for it on 4th and 1 three different times when you had a commanding lead.
Oh, so he's got a lead.
Yeah, he's up 14-0. Well, he's up 3-0, passes on a field goal opportunity, up 6-0. He passed on 2 field goal opportunities before the second one. And then they scored a touchdown late with 30 seconds left. They're up 14-0 with 30 seconds left in the half. But he passed on 9 points.
Wow.
And
I don't get it.
And what really irked me, every 4th and 1, Andy Dalton out of the shotgun, drops back to pass, and is sacked.
Straight drop back. No.
Yeah.
Look, have you guys watched the Titans lately?
Not much, no.
Wait, or is it the Raiders? No, it's the Titans. Where's Marcus Mariota? No, it's the
Raiders.
The Raiders. I'm sorry.
It was a Titan.
Okay, yeah. That's where I got confused.
That's right.
I love what the Raiders are doing with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, he's
– which is what?
Short yardage.
Yeah, he's a Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
He's become their Taysom Hill.
Gotcha.
But look, the dude can still – he can still spin it.
And he's big, too.
We're talking about former number one pick. He comes in – I'm talking in big points in the game. So, again, in the NFL, every team has – I'm going to throw out a number. I'm going to say the over-under for former, at least, high school quarterbacks. The NFL has 5 former high school quarterbacks, the over-under on every team. Mm. I'm talking about when you got DBs. Look, think about it, guys. Trey Amos, okay, for me. I mean, high school coaches, you typically are going to put your best athlete at quarterback. Now, in college, of course, it changes.
And apparently best-looking.
Exactly.
Too,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But that stopped after the 80s.
Well, it definitely wasn't me. Okay, you know, Michael Desimo fit into that mode.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I definitely didn't carry that torch very well. But go have a package. If you are going to become Mr. Analytics and we're going to go for it in these situations, and you got Andy Dalton, again, going back to some basic football, if you go back to option football, that Army, Navy, Air Force, they've all made it, that's why they can compete against better schools, better athletes. Is because they make you defend 11, and they're always making one guy on defense irrelevant, meaning they're reading that guy. So I don't care how good that guy is. If he takes this, I'm going to take that. If he takes the dive, I'm keeping it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Without getting into some serious football talk. So why not every team in the NFL? You go find you. If you have an unathletic quarterback, go find you that guy, whether it's the goal line or short yardage situations, you become so much more difficult to defend.
Oh, I agree. And they're out there, too.
Look, I'm telling you, the Baltimore Ravens going for it more often with Lamar Jackson in the game. I say that. Put an asterisk. With Lamar Jackson in the game. I just feel like they're going to make it on 4th and 1 way more than everybody else with Lamar Jackson in the game. Just like the Raiders have a way better chance on 4th and 1, 4th and 2 with Marcus Mariota in the game. But what I love about it, it's just not 4th and 1, 4th and 2. It's 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2. Marcus Mariota's coming in a football game.
That's right. He did the other day.
So I love it. I love it. But a lot of it is, oh, he's our quarterback, and we don't want to you know, it becomes a personality issue. You know that oh, we don't, you know, we don't want to pull our guy out. He's our guy. Oh man, that's a bunch of crap.
And Drew Brees was happy to let Taysom Hill take some snaps in those situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just see the NFL it just going more and more that way but I mean, of all quarterbacks on fourth and one, Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Exactly. and it's a shame too, the new kid Fields, COVID. Otherwise, he would have been great in those situations.
Absolutely. Probably. No, he's guy you keep in the game. So what happened to our boy from the Eagles, a Super Bowl quarterback?
Nick Foles. Yeah. Don't know why he didn't get in the game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, you know.
Dalton was moving the team. Just kept stopping on fourth. They didn't punt until, midway through the third, maybe.
Wow. All right. So, as a whole, we took a brow beating last week, 1-5. I did get the one win. So I'll go ahead and start. So I picked the Tennessee giving 10. They only won 28-25 over the Texans. So I didn't cover that one, but I did pick the Bucks giving 8, and they initially it was close, but they ended up winning going away.
They did.
So that puts me at 18-14-2. Now Turbo, you had Arizona minus 6.5.
Yeah, and they lost the game. They flat got beat by Seattle.
Yep.
And Seattle just opened up an early lead, and they were playing catch up the whole game.
Rashad Penny had a really good game.
He ran for 190 yards, I think, from Seattle.
And then Kansas City, you were given 10.
Yeah.
And although they did win that game, but they just didn't cover.
Yeah,
tell you what, Denver was in that game the whole time.
They sure were.
They looked like they were going to pull
Denver
an upset.
Can play defense. Yeah. They can play
Denver
defense.
Denver played well, and Kansas City couldn't pull away from them.
So that puts you at 17-16-1.
All right.
Still a little bit above 5. And even Steven isn't even Steven anymore.
Well, I've got a bit of a caveat on that, almost. You know, because I picked 6 games. Yes. I had 6 games in mind because, again, I was the last to pick. Didn't want to pick what you guys picked. And one of my games was the Tampa game you won, for what that's worth. I also had in the background Buffalo covering.
I got a nickel for him right here. That's what
Buffalo covering against the Giants.
A Buffalo nickel.
Or the Jets, I mean. And that one would have covered it had I picked it. And the Chargers, that was a push. They were getting 3. No, they were giving 3.
Yes.
So, but then the games that I ended up going with lost them outright, both of them.
Oh, yeah. Indianapolis. I mean,
wow.
Given 15.5, and they end up getting beat. That's just
26
nuts.
To 11.
And then the Dolphins beat the Patriots outright.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? Didn't see.
And both of them with so much to play for.
That's right.
And it just amazes me that they lose those games outright. Both on the road. And, traditionally I like a home underdog, but I passed on.
A month ago, everybody had the Patriots, including me, better watch it. These guys, they're going to end up in the Super Bowl. No. But now, I don't know. They just.
Well, the Dolphins win 8 out their last 9 games.
Yeah, and, of course, Flores gets fired. And I didn't get to Flores. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I left him out. We got to talking about Nagy.
And you talk about the coaching carousel. He's interviewing for 2 or 3 jobs.
I don't know. He is by far the most likely. To me, Flores, then Zimmer, then Fangio, then Nagy, to me, are in that order, chances of getting a new NFL.
I'd like to get Fangio back as a defensive coordinator.
No, there's no doubt that he
when he left the Bears, they went to the playoffs that one year, left the Bears, and the Bears' defense has not been the same.
Yeah,
and your comrade up in New York still has a job.
Well, Joe Judge, they have committed to him for one other year.
Even though they fired the GM.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So they have committed to him. Now, I'll eventually get to where I text Derek. You know, I wanted to text him last night, but I don't think he was at the game. They showed his dad.
Along,
and the guy next to him is his brother, Daniel.
Okay.
I didn't even think Vince was still alive.
Yeah. 89 years old.
Yeah, I thought he was older than that, to be honest.
So Derek's older brother, Daniel, who's an attorney in the Athens area. I think it's still in the Athens area. They showed them to a couple of times. Daniel, really super guy. But, Derek, the reason I worry about Derek with the Giants is that he was always attached to Redhead, former
Jarrett.
Mike Garrett.
Yeah.
Jarrett.
Yeah. No.
It's Garrett.
Garrett.
But whatever.
And the former head coach of the Dolphins. Cowboys.
Yes.
Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett.
Former Saint too.
Yeah. And a former, I think he was like an Ivy Leaguer. Came out of.
I think you're right.
Someplace
too,
pretty,
about that.
Pretty like a Dartmouth guy.
Yeah, Carmel.
But anyway, he was attached to him. So the second Garrett got fired, I've always been concerned. But you know, Derek's going to be fine. I mean, you know, his wife, she might have to. She had gone from practicing as an OBGYN. She was kind of half practicing, and now not, you know. So believe me, they're going to be fine. But we'll see what happens with that. So this is what I think we ought to do going through, and we can hash this out. But to make this more fun down the stretch, I say we all show up,
okay,
on Thursdays, okay, mm-hmm, with however many NFL games there are left, and okay, pick them all. But you pick them in advance. You show up with them in your pocket.
Written, and we put them on the table.
Lay them on the table.
So which I generally
and
do.
And what it's going to do, it's going to make it more interesting. It allows you to stay in the fight, okay, instead of, you
true
know. And I just think that'll be fun. We show up.
That's
it's got
fine
nothing to do with whoever picked. And just so we're gonna have a plethora of games to pick this week.
Six.
I think we need to show up and put forth on Fridays.
Okay, we can do it on Fridays.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Be a Friday.
Shorter show, but
you know what? I'd rather do it on Thursdays, just okay, because Fridays and easy. You know, Thursdays is sometimes a day it's hard to fill with stuff.
Okay,
that's why I kind of like doing it on Thursdays.
All right.
We kind of did that also because of the Thursday night game, which we don't have anymore.
Right,
that's true too.
Yeah, but yeah, and I do get Fridays because of the spread might change, but we'll do it relative to the Thursday morning spread.
Okay? And we pick all the games. Okay.
Okay. All right. It's a deal. Should we shake on it? Which is not.
Virtually.
I was thinking
a socially distant shake.
I thought we'd drink on it.
Wait up. Anybody got a knife?
Yeah.
We're gonna blood handshake on it.
All right.
So that's it. Remember, stick around. We got Lee Kay coming up with the Breakfast Club after some news and messages, but you know, always got stuff to talk about. I hate it that college football's over now. But what I will attempt to do, we had Catholic High's coach on, and we're going to start talking to some soccer coaches. We're going to talk to some basketball coaches as we get into the season. And if you're listening, I love, my phone number is pretty much out there. I'm sure I'm not going to give it over the air, but you know, any results that I can get, from soccer, the newspaper isn't what it used to be. You know,
no.
As far as getting up to date information.
Yeah, they're limited in their staff too.
Yeah, and I guess I need to get on social media and also start following.
The AP does a decent job of it. I'll have to start checking.
Yeah, Scorestream too does a decent job.
Yeah, but yeah. I need to figure out some different ways of getting results of local soccer, local basketball, and then of course baseball and softball as we move forward. But if anybody out there can help me with that. I promise you, if you shoot me a score, and I'm asking that it not only be when you win or when you lose.
Yeah, just your games, results.
Yeah, just results, and I guarantee you we'll get and talk about it on the air. Always appreciative to our wonderful sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Got a pro-am out there on – Teddy, is it Wednesday and Thursday or just Thursday?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Today.
That's
so
right.
Today and Thursday. Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Give Jonas a call at 944-4547, KK's Cafe, and Eon of Lafayette. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow.